You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Welcome, everybody, to today's episode with Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. We are super excited. Today's topic is going to be a very important one. We're talking about the AWS Partner Network and Marketplace. There's going to be a lot of insight as to how to best leverage AWS partners.
Yeah, Ben, great to be here again. Another episode of Cloudy with a Chance Awesome. Everybody, wonderful to see you all. My name is Hayden Chase Kuzma. We've been doing this podcast for some time now, still based out of Seattle, Washington, and really excited to be here. Ben, I know you got to introduce yourself, but what are you drinking? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's a sunny day here in Seattle. That's a bit rare, right? So I have some sweet tea. We've, you know, spent some time outside enjoying the sunshine. So nothing but good vibes over here. How about yourself, Hayden?
Man, I had to do a Diet Coke for lunch today, get a little bit of a pick-me-up midday, which I feel like I'm always saying on these podcast episodes that I have to get a little pick-me-up going. But yeah, like we said, really excited to be here and a really exciting topic for us. Now, Ben, before we get into the partner network, marketplace, et cetera, we have a lot of good information to share there. I think our listeners have some pretty big news to catch up on from yourself.
Yeah, so the big news, and you know, funny enough, it goes very much along with today's topic. I've officially joined one of the AWS partners, Avahi. They're one of the leading partners, especially when it comes to items such as migrations, modernization, leveraging artificial intelligence. If you want to learn more about Avahi and what we all do, feel free to listen to our previous episode where we interview the CEO and founder, Jack Singh.
Yeah, and Ben, to add on to that a little bit, I mean, I've worked with Avahi for, I was just on a call this morning with y'all, for over 2 years, right? And I see really great work from you all on behalf of our customers. The biggest things that stand out to me is just the technical depthness of the team at Avahi. The sellers really understand our customers. And that really just comes down to being ex-AWS. I think I was talking to you, Ben. I was like, hey, you're at Avahi now. I've worked with you now for over 2 years. I just have that trust from an account team that my customers will be serviced in great hands with Avahi. So once again, congrats on that transition. And we're excited, I think, everyone here at AWS to continue the great work with Avahi.
Sounds good. I do appreciate your insight, Hayden. I know you worked with us for quite some time. However, I'm not the only one with some big news. Hayden, you want to fill us in on what's going on your end?
Yeah. So as you all know, I mean, we started this podcast, this conversation platform, focused specifically on SMBs. Since then, when we started this over 2 years ago, Ben and I have both grown in our careers and wanted to try some things new here at AWS. So I've recently transitioned to our enterprise segment of our business. So that just opens up our audience platform a bit further. So when we're having these conversations, they're still going to be applicable to startups, SMBs, and now applicable to enterprises. So just a little bit more of a wider net here for our listeners, and so excited to bring some further insights as I grow and adapt into my new role. But yeah, I wanted to share that with everybody.
That's awesome to hear, Hayden. One of the coolest parts of the news, you're going to be working with some pretty cool customers. Tell us more about the industry and segment you'll be working
with. Yeah, so I'll be in what we call our TMEG segment. So that's telco, media, entertainment, games, and sports. So a bit more verticalized in an industry, which is exciting. But I think that just allows me to dive a bit deeper into our specific use cases when it comes to services. And it allows our customers to relate. So I'm taking my experience of working with a whole boiling pot of businesses in different industries, and I'm condensing them down to a few that I believe I have a good passion in. So excited to bring that to everybody.
Awesome. Such awesome news and really excited for you, Hayden. Curious to go back to today's topic.
Yeah.
The AWS Partner Network, There's, you know, a lot of different organizations that do a lot of different things. I'm curious just to get your thoughts on what the AWS Partner Network is and how customers could best leverage it.
Yeah, Ben, I mean, we have combined over half a decade of AWS experience, and the good lion's share of that experience has been with the Partner Network. I mean, you've worked with them so much, you've decided to transition your career to that side of AWS. So I think a few things stand out to me, right? I think we're getting joined by CJ later today as well as Jojo to further a conversation from more of a on the boots on the ground standpoint at AWS. But I'll speak from a high level view, and I'd love your perspective as well. But things that stand out to me when I bring partners into my customer conversations, AWS and the partner ecosystem do a really good job of having a one-team approach where it doesn't feel like you're talking to two different teams. It feels like you're talking to one. So when you're meeting with, let's say, Ben from Avahi, Hayden from AWS will be involved in that same sentence, in that same breath of conversation. So it's not like you're speaking to two sides. We really work as a tandem and inside and side here, which really stands out to me and stands out to my customers as an enjoyable experience. The second aspect, if we're going to look at the marketplace side, is the convenience. I'm going to say it a few times today, but the ability to take many different invoices from third parties through ISVs and condense it down into a one-stop shop in the AWS marketplace is so convenient for business owners. That's from startups to SMBs to enterprises. If you could just alleviate that headache, especially let's talk in SMBs of where you're wearing all these hats, that's just monumental. And the AWS marketplace allows you to do that. So that's what's standing out to me, Ben, when I'm looking at my experience with the partner network as well as marketplace. Am I missing anything? And speak also with your Vahi hat on here. What's standing out to you?
Yeah, one thing that I've seen a lot from our customers is, you know, a lot of small, medium-sized businesses, a lot of startups that, hey, we're moving very quickly. Mm-hmm. Technology is also moving very quickly. We want that expertise in-house right now, right? And that's exactly what the AWS partners like Vahi could do. They will work alongside your team. Let's say you have a team of data engineers, but you necessarily don't have that AI specialist. We could definitely integrate that within your team and ensure that you have all the resources ready to achieve those cloud goals and initiatives that you have.
Yeah, and I mean with the partner network, to add on to that thought too, I want everybody listening to view the partner opportunity of working with a partner through AWS. Look at them as an extension of your team as well. Right, like Ben was saying, a lot of us listening today, we wear many hats in our role. You know, you may be the founder of your business or the CEO of your business. You're most likely involved in a few facets, and think what that side of your business might need. Like Ben mentioned, you might need a Gen AI expert to plug in. Well, that's a great time to connect with your account team and say, hey, I'm looking for so-and-so. How can I connect with them? You know, so that's a big, big part of that conversation and something that stands out to me. Whether that's Avahi or thousands of other partners in the network, find one that fits for you and move forward with that conversation.
Yeah, one thing too that I always like to point out when looking at Avahi helping AWS customers, mm-hmm. Since we all are former AWS employees, we have a lot of experience. We understand the ins and outs when it comes to things like the funding programs and what are some items that we could leverage to offset cost, accelerate the delivery of the different cloud initiatives you have. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of positive feedback from our customers on that point. So to summarize it, if you're looking to save time and save money, the AWS Partner Network is a perfect place to look.
Yeah. And just to add one final thought, I keep saying that, but to just wrap everything up, definitely check out that episode last time we had our most recent episode with Jack. I mean, he really pulls the curtain back on what Avahi brings to the table, and you're hearing that from the CEO himself of the company. So take a listen to that. See if that clicks for any of y'all listening and connect with us here at AWS. Say, hey, we want to speak with those Avahi folks, and we're more than happy to connect them. But Ben, I think it's time to bring in our guest segment here of the episode. Do you want to maybe introduce who's hopping on?
Yeah, so the folks we're bringing on have a large depth and expertise when it comes to the AWS Partner Network and Marketplace. Years and years of working with numerous partners, different paths of what we call them. So software vendors to, professional services partners to even like some of the training and certification partners. So they've seen it all, and I'm really excited to have them on and just kind of explore the best ways that you all could, leverage the AWS Partner Network.
I hope you all found today's conversation very informative. I am very excited to segue into today's guest segment. I hope you all enjoy.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Today we're going to go a bit more in depth with our AWS Partner Network. This is a crucial part of our everyday business, and really excited to be joined with our guests today.
Yeah, super excited. Our two special guests today
are experts when it comes to the AWS partner ecosystem. So please welcome JoJo Doe and CJ Soria.
Thanks for having me, Hayden and Ben. I'm super excited to share my insights on the AWS Partner Network.
Yep, it's great to be here. The AWS Marketplace is a game changer for business, and I'm looking forward to discussing the benefits with you all today.
Wonderful. Yeah, so I think everybody in this room has been AWS before and is today, so I'm excited to hear about everybody. If you don't mind telling us about yourself a bit and your experience at AWS thus far.
Yeah, super happy to help. My name is JoJo. I am a partner demand generation rep based out of the Seattle office and have been here for about 2.5 years. The bulk of my role is focused on creating and executing strategic sales plays with independent software vendors in an array of patches and industries.
Yep, and my name's CJ Soria here. I've been with AWS for just over 2 years. I'm a partner demand generation rep as well with JoJo. And we work closely with ISVs, and we drive accelerated growth through co-selling with our partners.
Perfect, perfect. We always ask our guests this question. What are you currently drinking?
Well, for me, it's always water and black coffee, one to keep me hydrated and the other to keep me awake.
Nice. And I'm a big fan of the juice. So today I got a cold pressed juice here from the Amazon Go store down the street.
Nice, nice. Perfect. So let's start with the AWS Partner Network. JoJo, can you give us and our listeners a bit of an overview on what the AWS Partner Network is? And also, you know, why is it important to AWS customers?
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. So the AWS Partner Network is a global program that helps AWS partners build successful AWS-based businesses or solutions. It also provides partners with technical information, marketing support, and go-to-market strategies to help them deliver exceptional customer experiences.
Yeah, and that's something I know, Ben, you and I have worked with a lot in the past is the partners scaling our business. Now, for listeners who aren't as familiar with the APN, we like to call it, what are some of the examples that they might come into contact with or experience while working with the partner network?
Yeah, so the AWS Partner Network encompasses a wide range of partners, including consulting partners, technology partners, managed service providers, and more. These partners offer various services and solutions to help customers design, architect, build, migrate, and manage their workloads on AWS.
That's really cool. And that's such a great overview. And, I've seen firsthand how that's really impacted our customers very positively. Curious just to get your thoughts a bit more on what are some of the benefits that you've seen customers get working with the AWS Partner Network?
Yeah, there are definitely numerous benefits. The AWS partners have really deep expertise and experience in specific industries, use cases, or AWS services. They can provide custom solutions, accelerate migrations, optimize workloads for cost and performance. And additionally, AWS partners offer valuable managed services, taking the operational burden off of our customers.
Yeah, so that's one side of the coin, I think, when you're looking at an experience with partners. So on the other side, we have our marketplace, right? And this is something that a lot of our customers leverage to take some of the guesswork out of their third-party vendors, ISVs, et cetera. So CJ, I think this is a great time to bring you into the conversation here. Do you mind giving our listeners a bit of an overview of what that is and exactly how that works?
Yeah, for sure. So the AWS Marketplace is a curated digital catalog that helps customers find, buy, and quickly deploy third-party software and services to build solutions on AWS. It offers a wide range of products, including software, data, and professional services. And if you wanted to see the full list of categories, you can navigate to the Categories tab on the AWS Marketplace as well.
Okay, that's super helpful. I think it's interesting how convenient that could be for a lot of customers. And I like your point, when it comes to the decision, do we buy versus build? What are some examples that you could share of like the types of products and services that are available on the AWS Marketplace?
Yeah, Ben. So the AWS Marketplace offers a vast selection of products and services, including security tools, databases, business intelligence solutions, and more. So a lot of our customers, they face a decision to buy or to build, right? And the biggest trade-off there is going to be time. So with the AWS Marketplace, you can also access machine learning models, data sets, and professional services with our partners. And every software product in the AWS Marketplace has been through a thorough curation and quality assurance process. So this allows for our customers to have an easy and secure deployment.
Yeah, so I think with the marketplace, at least in experiences in the past, and Ben, we've talked about the well-architected review framework. That's one you and I have used for customers purchasing this to take a look under the hood of their environment, and it allows them to purchase directly through their console. We talked about a couple of the benefits. I alluded to them earlier. The biggest thing for me from a rep perspective, talking with small, medium businesses all the way up to enterprises, is going through the marketplace really consolidates your billing down to a one-stop shop. Right, so you think a lot of these businesses get many facets of bills coming through month to month. Going directly to the marketplace gives you that curated billing, gives you a one-stop shop, and potentially discounts. So I know I gave you some benefits there, AJ, but curious from your perspective, when you're looking at businesses, what are some of the benefits that you're seeing constantly coming up in conversation and from use cases?
Yeah, so I would say it's very procurement friendly for our customers, right? So there's a lot of like free trials where you can explore different services and deploy them right away through the marketplace. And there's also pay as you go, right? So you can only you can consume only what you use on the marketplace. So you're not spending extra on whatever you're not using. And there's also like monthly billing, there's annual billing. So if you're purchasing at a larger scale, we can kind of help you drive down that cost with that. And I would say one of the kind of like bread and butter is the private offers, right? So if you want to request, you know, custom pricing with one of our vendors, we can definitely kind of help navigate that process for you guys.
Yeah, I know the CFOs that are listening to today's episode are pretty happy. You know, consolidated billing, make sure it's all in one place, very easy to find, instead of, you know, we have all the different SaaS vendors we work with and the procurement is different for each. Sometimes that causes a headache. You know, CJ, love your point when it comes to the private offer fact, and hey, there may be some ways to save a lot of money with the current tech stack that you're using today. Jojo, curious to hear from you. How have you seen your customers really take advantage of the AWS marketplace?
Yeah, absolutely. One big topic that's been, I think, top of mind for everybody is how to implement GenAI in your current workloads. The AWS Marketplace is a phenomenal one-stop shop to explore different types of native AWS services, but then also be able to kind of dive deeper in terms of the use case you're looking to solve today with some of the AWS native services, as well as any ISVs that are currently in your tech stack that are also really complementing some of these GenAI workloads that you're looking from POC to production.
Right. Yeah, so I think just to kind of tie a bow on everything, I think for listeners here, we've heard about the AWS partner side, the AWS marketplace side as well, both being very powerful resources for you and your business, for yourself, your end customers, and your team. So ensure to connect with your account team, connect with folks like JoJo and CJ. They can really help you leverage the full potential of AWS, not just from a service direct standpoint, but from a third-party standpoint as well. So let's have those conversations. We're more than happy to do so, but it's been really great to have both these folks on with us today.
Yes. One final thought that I want to get from both of our guests here, you know, is what's the biggest takeaway that customers could do? What's that next step or action they should take to get the most benefit out of the AWS marketplace or with AWS partners within the network?
Yeah, I think one really great promotion that happens quarterly are called the marketplace promotions. And every single quarter, AWS highlights ISVs that participate in promotions that allow you to take your renewals through the AWS marketplace in order to have ease with procurement. And on top of that, being able to get an X amount of credits back into your AWS infrastructure to reinvest in really awesome projects such as GenAI that we had talked about or migrating any type of workloads.
Yeah, I think on my side here, I think if you're a customer out here listening, one of the biggest challenges you might face is to either, you know, when you're building an application, to buy it or to build it. I would highly look into, you know, checking out the AWS marketplace because it's going to help with the time to market for our customers. So if you're in that scenario where you're not sure if you want to, you know, build a specific application, the biggest trade-off is going to be time. The AWS marketplace is going to help you save that time and help you and your team go to market faster.
Perfect, perfect. Really do appreciate both of your insights. This has been such a great time, and it is fun collaborating and having two guests simultaneously. So thank you both for joining today.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you both for the great work you guys do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.